Makita. Is it Makita? Okay. Did I? Let's see, Patty and... Okay. Anyway, folks, let us know. You can tune in. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and also the website, studiow.buzz, studiow.buzz, Apple, Google, Apple CarPlay, Google Play, also available on Alexa. Now, let's get back to it. Mr. Omar, folks, this is Veil Omar, and we have been talking about his music, these productions, these brilliant, brilliant productions, and I have a lot of music. Music to share with you. But Mr. Omar, tell us, so you out in California now, and this is really, at what age were you really going into the studios and recording this music and working with other producers?
Okay, so you say I'm in California. When I was in California then, when I flew in and flew to Houston to record it, I'm in Georgia right now.
Right.
But yeah, but I was in California when they flew me out to Houston. Now you say, what age was I?
Yes.
When I started recording?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's see. I would say my first recording, as a soul artist. It was back in 1997. Yeah, I was, my producer was Bradley Austin Bobo from the Jazz Crusaders.
Okay.
Yeah, Joe Sample was one of the guys in the group. Joe Sample was the guy who headed the group.
Doesn't get much better than that. Now, let me ask you this. Are you a self-taught singer, or did you take vocal lessons, or something that I missed there?
I took some vocal training, a few years after I had been singing. Gene Townsend. Great vocal coach. I believe he was in Los Angeles at the time. I'm not sure where he's living now, but yeah, he arranged about 13 songs of mine when I was in the theater company called the Paul Wilson Players out in Compton, California.
Mm-hmm.
And, he came through, at the request of, one of the leaders of the theater company, Augustus Stone, and, just took my songs that I had put melodies to. And the name of this production was From Kings and Queens to Who Knows What. And I had 13 songs that I had written and did a loose melody on all of them. And we were going to use the most of the students who were in it, about 33 or 35 students from Compton High School.
Oh, California. Boy.
Yeah. And they did it. They did a job on it. And so, but Gene Townsend, uh-huh, is the one who came in and arranged all of those songs for me. So, and then he also gave me some, later on, gave me some, vocal lessons.
Okay.
He's a great, great vocalist himself.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Let me ask you, because you have a lot of people that's listening and perhaps listening to us right now. And they are, aspiring singers, people who, sing that, you know, maybe they sing in church or whatever it is, or people who really don't know or think that they can't sing. Or so let's talk with people who really want to maybe just sing. What have you learned in your training that would help someone in developing the confidence to sing?
The first thing is to take some vocal lessons, voice lessons on the techniques of singing. And then what that does in turn, that develops your confidence in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's first you need the technical training and you need the confidence.
Yes.
And in order to know that you can sing. Anyone, I believe, can sing. If they can talk, they can sing. And many singers out there have proven that. Sometimes they don't know where they sound, but they're still singing.
They're singing.
I'm not
going to
call
them. You know, there are some singers out there, I'm not calling any names, but I'm saying, how did they make it, right?
Yeah.
And then you think about singers that you say, oh, with that great talent, how come they didn't make it?
Right. Well,
and it goes back to what you were saying also. Yeah. We were talking about a couple of things. Connectivity, connecting with your audience, and right. confidence.
Yeah.
Okay. And then a few techniques that we want to talk about too on the other side. Let's talk about some techniques of singing on the other side. You brought that up. And so we're going to go to something else. This is, it's my pleasure. I don't think we've played this one. Mr. Vil Omar. Uh-oh. Sound like that Down Home Blues. Be right back.
It's my pleasure, baby.
It's my pleasure.
My desire.
And my desire.
To keep on loving you, honey. To satisfy. And anything, girl, you ask of me, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure, baby. It's my pleasure. Whatever you need and what you want, oh, just tell me, baby. No matter what I have to do,
it's my pleasure.
I'm gonna bring it on home to you.
It's my pleasure.
It's my pleasure, baby.
And my desire.
My desire. To keep on holding you, woman. And I ain't anything you want for me. It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Whatever you need and whatever you want, oh, just tell me, baby. No matter what I have to do,
it's my pleasure.
I'm gonna bring it on home.
Friday night. Oh, if you guys are just tuning in, I have the pleasure of having an interview with Mr. Vil Omar. Ladies and gentlemen, that music, if it sounds a lot like Sam Cooke, and it's not, it's Mr. Vil Omar. Okay, let's check it out. And Mr. Omar, we've been talking about your past, and so I want to fill in the gaps a little bit. you left Mississippi at the year, at the age of 8, and you went to Chicago, right? Right. Okay. And so did your musical, or no, acting first, inspiration, did it come in while you were in Chicago? And if that, how did that develop into? And I know we talked about how singing was part of, sometimes if you had to do a stage play, you had to sing. Understand right. that. So I'm interested to know how all of this came together. You were in Chicago at the age of 8, and you mm-hmm. didn't start singing until you were in high school, if that's correct?
Right.
Okay. So take us from there and tell us a little bit about how you really start developing your voice. You mentioned a lot of things, but we talk about confidence. There's a lot of elements going to it. There's breathing. And we were talking about perhaps giving us some techniques inclusive of those things. So please share with us some techniques to help you to rise to the level you are now.
Okay. Yeah. You know, when I was thinking about singing, there were certain people that I would listen to. You know, I'd go up to my aunt's house and turn on her her little stereo phonic player, and I'd pull out her records. And she had some Sam Cooke. She had Brooke Benton. I think she had Jackie Wilson and quite a few other people. And I would just play them all. And of course, I would try to sing along with them. And now the lower ones, I wouldn't have any problem.
Right.
How to match their notes. But then the ones that sang high, you know, like Sam Cooke and Jackie Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah, look.
I almost got lockjaw trying to do that.
Okay. Oh man.
But then what I did, I said, well, I want to learn how to do what they're doing. And I found out it wasn't in screaming it. And it, you know, and if you felt that you couldn't get it, then, I wanted to find out what techniques, or I wasn't using these words when I was that age, you know. But then when I got into, high school, then I started learning some of what they were doing in order to hit those notes, like breathing, and not singing out of your range.
Absolutely. Now, breathing. Now, let's talk about that just a little bit. I mean, we had a great show that used to come on this network, and it had to do with vocal coaching, and we had a live person that would come on, and he would teach you how to sing or give you techniques on how to sing right live on air. Man, so when you start talking about, and it was an amazing, amazing, amazing show. But anyway, Mr. Omar, when you start talking about that, there's breathing that comes into singing. What I understand also, there's a matter of placement.
Right.
Okay. A placement along with timing, I want to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, breathing number one and placement and timing. And then there's a little thing called confidence, right?
Yeah, a little thing. A little thing that's very big.
And what am I missing?
Well, that's pretty much it. Vocal inflections, you know. And a lot of times, maybe we should explain placement. You have certain positions in your places in your mouth called the vocal cavity, they say. And I always wondered how they hit these high notes. And then sometimes you can't hit a high note the same way on the front of your tongue as you can in the back of your throat. And you know, I'm afraid I blow the whole place away if I tried to do it right here.
I understand.
But, you know,
let's go back for 1 second. So are you saying, okay, now you have taken your breath. Okay. Because that's important. You have to have that. You have to have some wind.
Your diaphragm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And kind of picture you like squeezing the air out of a balloon a little bit and then whatever, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, yeah. The point that I'm getting to is that now you at that point and you can really have a high note. You mentioned something from the front of your tongue or the back of your note, back of your throat. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, like you try to say, just a quick demonstration. That's in the front, and there. And if you want to get louder,
okay, okay, that's in the back.
You're pushing air from the diaphragm.
Okay, so if I'm saying from the back of my throat, I'm pushing air. It's coming through the diaphragm. Is that what you're saying?
Coming from the air is coming from the diaphragm.
Absolutely.
And then you're using your vowel sounds. You know, you have more than A, E, I, O, U. You have A, E, U, U, U. And all those other, and you know, those oblong and elongated, you know, and whatever they call them. But you just have to know how to, cause some songs, you know, like, they'll say, you know, and you got like there's an sound.
Uh-huh.
And but sometimes you can transpose them to and then an O sound. You know, it depends on what you're singing, and I'm talking about soul singing also.
Right now that O, then is the O from the front, and the I in the back, or both of them in the back?
I is right. And in the upper roof.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you want to hit those, and you want to hit those vowels strong. If it's an E sound, you got to actually make the sound of an E. And that can take y'all up to falsetto.
Yeah. Ooh, this is great stuff. Great stuff. Okay, folks, we suggest you try that at home. Okay. Yeah. Be right back after that. I'm serious about that. I'm loving it. No, that great knowledge. Be right back. Feels like love. Back.
Never saying much more than hi. We pass each other in the hall. We'd share a smile if anything at all. And then it happened. I can't explain. But oh, it felt as right as rain. It might have been the way you wore your hair, or the new way you sit in your chair. But oh, it feels like love. Oh, yes, it does. Believe in love at first sight, but something happened that warm summer night. There wasn't a cloud in the sky when I caught a twinkling star in your eyes. Completely took me by surprise, and oh, it feels like love. Oh, yes, it does. it quite. Believe in love at first sight. But something happened that warm summer night. There wasn't a cloud in the sky when I caught a twinkling star in your eyes. Completely took me by surprise. And feels like love, huh. Oh yes it does. Feels like love. Feels like love. Feels like love, huh. Can't be anything but love. I know it's love, baby, because it feels like love. Feels just like
wine. That kind of drink won't clear my mind.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hey, we're back. Red Cup Friday night right here on Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. That last one, Joanna. Okay, I'm about to sneeze, so I'm going to cut my mic. But anyway, tell us a little bit about this. Some of your songs, they have a bluesy country sometime, a flavor or jazzy. Tell us a little bit about your perspective, and how you approach your music. And I don't want to put you in a box or a category or anything like that. But if you were to define what you're trying to produce or what you do produce, where would you, how would you define that?
Well, if it's not soul, or called R&B, like what you just heard, Joanna and Lonesome Joe and all of that, even though I didn't write those songs, I felt those songs because that was similar to the type of music that we would hear growing up as well. You know, and I would label that as root. You know, it comes from back down in the back country. And Lonesome Joe kind of reminded me of one of my cousins.
Yeah, I understand that. And you can't get any deep than that.
Yeah.
From what I've heard so far, right?
Like I would call those root music songs.
I would say so too. Like I said earlier, there are some towns in Mississippi that I have never heard of before, folks. But guess what? If you notice though, there have been great people that have come out of Mississippi and have done great things also. If you look at that, throughout the struggles and the environment, economically, sociology, whatever you want to talk about, great people that I've met have come right out of Mississippi. Right there. Okay.
That's right.
Mr. Omar, be right back. I want to ask you a few more questions because, the audience is interested in singing. We talk about techniques a little bit. We're not going to go so deep into it, but we're going to talk about the inspirational aspect of it, after this.
Sometimes I might make you blue by the things that I do, but I love you. And sometimes I might show if I don't care, but the feeling is there. I love you. I love you. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Believe me, baby. I won't stay gone, 'cause I love you.
I love you.
Oh, sometimes I might make you cry for no reason why, but I love you. You say you won't,
I got it for you. Come get it, baby. Here it is. Missing my love, baby. Oh, I love you.
Man.
I love you.
Man. Stop depressing. Hey, Patty McGill. Hey, thank you so much for listening. And make sure that you subscribe and tell all of your friends, because Bill is, he's being held hostage now. He's not going anywhere. He will be back, and because there's so much music. We have more music. We have time. But we're going to do this thing. I'm having a great time like you, Patty, and you, 7-Up. Oh, and I know my friend out there in Longview, Texas. Okay. I know you're listening in. Kim Rogers, yep, absolutely. Beverly Haynes, hey, thank you so much for listening. So many of you guys, hey, my brother, hey, Robert Hicks, hey, brother, thank you so much. All over the country, Avail, and then, guys, we love it. Please go to the website. This particular broadcast will be re-aired on the website. Or you have to go to archive shows and just look up Red Cup Friday, you know, with yours truly and Mr. Vail Omar right here on Studio W The Buzz, having a great time. Vail, this song, I Love You. Man, look, dude, you are all on top of that song. Now, let me ask you, are you the first person to record it? I know you didn't write it.
I don't know. You know, I mean, I have to, if I could, I would find out from Mr. Carl Marshall, you know, but I'm the first person that I know of that recorded it.
Yes. So I know you didn't write it. So if you're the first person that recorded, doesn't that make it an original or
you
know, not?
Well, yeah, it should make it an original, you know, because there are other songs that I've recorded that I was the first one to record it, but I didn't write, and you played
well,
them.
Okay. Well, I think that's happened throughout the industry. There are many singers that have hit songs, and they didn't write the songs, but they were the original singers.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. So all of these songs that we played over the last hour and a half, you were the first person to record these songs to your knowledge.
Yes, to my knowledge.
To your knowledge. Okay, we got to put that disclaimer in there. Okay. All right. We like doing this. Folks, I'm having a great time. It's Red Cup Friday. Red Cup Friday night. Hey, coming to you. You have no idea what you're in store for each and every Friday night on The Buzz. We love surprises. We love doing things. It could be impromptu or whatever it is. But Mr. Bill Omar, he agreed to come back here, and we're going to have him back again because we have many songs we have covered before. We didn't play them tonight because this is a special edition, and this is part 3-4. We don't care right here on The Buzz, Mr. Bill Omar. You guys know that we love promoting, that's the word I'm looking for, great talent that you may or may not have heard of before. I think that is the beautiful thing about this, Mr. Omar, is that there's so much great talent that nobody has ever heard. Just like what I really like about some of these shows where you have America's Got Talent or you have these other shows. And then you hear some amazing people that have never been discovered, and because of these types of shows, they have been exposed. But then there are other ways of doing it too. I just wanted to just talk about the amount of talent that's out there that we've never heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you take on that and say some of these people who really want to really experience that dream. How would you suggest that they get the exposure, that healthy exposure that they're getting or that they deserve or they're asking for?
Right. Well, I would suggest that they get it by any means necessary that's good.
Okay.
And you have to keep doing what it is that you love just
yes.
in case your turn has not come yet. But it's
yeah.
sort of like the example that I use is, you know, I'm walking down the street and on each corner, there's an award, a reward for what I've been walking for.
That's amazing.
And then I get to the last corner
uh-huh.
on that block before I have to turn down another block. And then I give up before I get to that last corner. And that's where the reward was.
Yay.
So you can't give up. You have to just
never give up.
A lifetime goal.
Right, right.
Never give up.
And copying what you're saying is dedication, being committed and committed to what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah, you have to believe it too. First of all, you have to believe it no matter what, because there are people that will say you can't do it. You can't do it. And folks, never listen to that. That's because they can't do it. So keep your business to yourself, your opinions. Oh.
And oh, baby,
oh, man, this is good already.
I need you so much. Ooh. I don't like to beg, but please, darling, I need to get this off my heart. Oh. So much respect for you. We won't make love until you ask me to. I want you to feel what I feel. Something is moving and grooving inside of me. My whole body is craving to hold you close. Oh, baby,
give me your love.
I need it right now, darling.
Ooh.
I wanna feel you.
Give me your love.
Oh, sugar, give it to me. Give it to
Whoa.
Me. Come close.
Your love. I got an appetite for your love.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Go. Oh, my. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. You've been witnessing and hearing, and I'm just having a blast. Okay. With Mr. Bill Omar here, right here on The Buzz. My goodness. We played, oh, my goodness. A Woman's Love is Greater. This last jam. Kind of take us through what you were experiencing that recording this song. Because we talked about a lot of things over the last hour and a half or so, okay? Going on 2 hours. And we talked about the emotion. We talked about the techniques of singing. But most importantly, or important to me, is the feeling and being able to transport that feeling into those words, those songs. Tell us about how you take it.
Well, you know, just a little short story about that last song, A Woman's Love is Greater.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Carl Marshall was picking me up from the airport.
Yes.
He said, hey, man, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
He said, how many times have you heard of a man going to the prisons and then finding a woman? I said, what? I said, I ain't never heard of that. Find a woman in prison? No, I never heard of that.
Right.
He said, but let me ask you this. How many times have you heard of a woman go to the prison and get her a man, find a husband?
Uh-huh.
No, I never heard of that. And he was setting me up for that song.
Funny.
He was setting me up for that song. Yeah, he told me a story about that song. And that's how I'm able to get into a lot of the music that I, even though I didn't write it, I know the story of it. I know the emotion behind it. You know, I still don't understand why a woman would go to the prison to get a man.
You know, I'm serious about that. But more importantly, you're talking about what goes into that, the feelings, and how that transition and transpires. You have to get into the, like you said, going back to acting.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get into the character and feel what you're doing.
Exactly. Yeah, because it's imagine. You know, you have to use your imagination in many cases, and then your imagination, you can make that bring forth something that's real to you. That's how many scripts and many songs are written through imagination, not by experience. You know, because if a man wants to write about something that he's never experienced, the only thing he has left is other people's experience or his own imagination.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Hey, the folks, we'll be right back after this. You know, I got to share this with you. Facebook is still kind of tripping a little bit. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we have the rights to play what we're playing. And, okay, let me see if I connect another one of you. It's canceled out your own Facebook pages. Can you believe that? So I'm reconnected there because I want to get this all in because, folks, it's been a stone blast right here. I've had such a great time with Mr. Vail Omar. We have a few more songs to play. I can't believe how the time has just gotten to us. But that's all right. I checked with the CEO, and we have to go over just a few minutes or so. That's all right, too. So be right back with Mr. Vail Omar, ladies and gentlemen. What a pleasure. You know, I dubbed him myself the soulful crooner. Okay, that's what I've dubbed him at. It was okay with him. So, you know, nobody else, don't try to copy that. Okay, I said it. Okay, all right, right here on the buzz. Be right back. Studio W Buzz.
And don't worry,
call me.
baby, I'll be there.
Yes. Hey, I agree, Tamara. A love, a woman's love is greater. Oh, absolutely. You guys telling me this, what you telling us right now that you are enjoying this? And folks, I'm telling you, we are getting close to the end of the broadcast, but not before we drop a few more gems on you. And I want to just say thank you, Mr. Omar, Mr. Bill Omar, thank you so much for joining us again on this broadcast. I've enjoyed, we've got a lot of music. You still have a lot of music that we haven't played tonight, but we did cover those on previous broadcasts. And yes. So, we might, end up with one or two of those on the way out. But in the meantime, I've heard some great gems, man. I'll be there. A woman's love is greater. Give me your love. I love you. Now, that jam right there.
Yeah.
Whoo! Good gracious, man. Just so many.
Oh, yeah, who doesn't understand love?
Still My Love Grows. Give Me Your Love. The greatest song I ever sang. Now, that was deep.
Yeah.
That one was deep, folks. Hey, so, Still My Love Grows, and on and on and on and on. I've had the extreme pleasure of having, again, the amazing Mr. Bill Omar right here on the Buzz Network. And I want to thank you, sir, for taking your time to showcase or help and assist that we showcase, you know, your talent for the world.
Hey, my pleasure. My pleasure. I enjoyed it myself.
Man, what a great time. What a great time. And so, folks, go to the website now. In about 24 to 48 hours, this broadcast will be on the website. And please do that. You guys, hey, Brother Hicks, thank you so much. Robert Hicks, my groove brother, he's tuning in. He's in Northern Virginia, I believe. Northern Virginia. And you guys, I love you cats. Let's see, 7 Up, Kim Rogers. Oh my God. Oh my God. How about Tony? Let's get down. Okay. We'll do that on the way out, Brother Hicks. Let's see. Okay. I'm just looking at some things here that we're looking at. We're going to close this out, with Mr. Bill Omar. Bill.
Yes.
What would you like to share with this audience here? The last song I have is, let's see. Okay, Don't Give More Than You Feel.
Oh, woo! Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do that one on the way out. But in the meantime, what would you like to share with the audience?
Well, I would like to, first of all, thank Tamara and Patty McGill, Lisa Hashimoto, and the rest of the people that I know, that even though they may not have written in, but they have been longtime supporters, and I appreciate them so much. And I just like them to continue to follow what I do. I think we're going to have to take this thing probably over to YouTube.
I think we should. As a matter of fact, Tamara, you know, we can do that too. We can connect YouTube. The next time, let's connect your YouTube channel to this. But Tamara did tune in. Patty, let's see, Lisa, Marquita. Yeah. Sam. Sure. Absolutely. And so many on my side here, my avid listeners who, listen to Red Cup Friday night. I mentioned, my great friend Kim Rogers out there in Longview, Texas. 7 Up, she's somewhere around the country. My sister, Emma C. Hey girl, how you doing? She's been listening in. Beverly Haynes, great friend of mine out there in Southern California. So, little by little, we are going to get this around the globe, Mr. Omar. Can't wait. Looking forward to having you back on again. We'll do this real soon, okay?
Okay, sounds good
to me. Yeah, it sounds great to me, man. I tell you what a pleasure it is having all of our technical issues. Thank you, sir. This last song, Mr. Vail Omar, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to Red Cup Friday night. It's going to continue because, you know, there's always a party after the party on the Buzz, studiowbuzz.com, studio.com.